Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Merkowitz. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The left fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw takes first base on ball four. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Outlaw. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into center field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Merkowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkowitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball four. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive towards short. Lake reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tucker for the out. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift strikes out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen, who is chasing the ball. Philly reaches third base with a triple. Baker goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to third. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Cullenbine scores. One out. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Ed Merkowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkowitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Merkowitz hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. the Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat fires to first and has Cullenbine trapped. There's the throw to Michaels, who tags Cullenbine for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a line drive into left field. Murkowitz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Murkowitz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Murkowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murkowitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Murkowitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mirkowitz moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Michaels covering, for the out. Mirkowitz moves to third. Kell moves to second. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift is walked intentionally. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 2 in the game. Benton strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 3 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mullen strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Mirkowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mirkowitz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mirkowitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Outlaw moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mirkowitz. The throw from Dickey and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Outlaw scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopat hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Swift hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 3 in the game. Benton strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 4 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.